Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Saturday, the 8th of February. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. We do these on the weekend when we have storms like this. We are sponsored by the Icon Pass, 51 destinations worldwide for you to choose from, including Stratton, Sugarbush, Loon, Sunday River, and Sugarloaf here in New England. So we have the clouds increasing for today, temperatures in the 30s, the snow arriving after 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, quickly getting heavy at times for several hours up through, say, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then starting to taper off. I'm expecting still roughly 4 to 8 inches across the area. Some of you could be tiny bit over that. I don't think that we're going to be under that amount. I think that 4 is going to be limited to the Cape and the islands, maybe 3 to 6 down there. But generally, most of us are in that 4 to 8 inch range for the entire region. As you get towards northern sections of New England, there will be less tapering down under 3 inches, and far northern skiers are not going to do great out of this one, but it will be cold enough that they'll continue to make the snow where they are doing so. All right, back down here. So the snow is going to accumulate tonight. Here's an interesting little tidbit about the snow accumulation. Depending on how those flakes are formed, do we get those nice flat big dendrites? That's what they're called. Or do we get needles and columns? Those accumulate less effectively, and that's one of the other things that the models kind of look at. They look at something called the dendrite growth zone, or DGZ. And up in that dendrite growth zone, it looks like we're going to get some drier air toward tomorrow morning, and that can inhibit the snow growth, and it can mean that the snow doesn't accumulate as effectively. That's another thing that is a factor in that wider range of accumulation. But again, if everything goes okay, we're going to end up with around 6 inches. Boston has not had a 6-inch storm in 1,079 days as of today. And so if they had a 6-inch storm, it would be tomorrow that that record would be broken, because some of it will fall tonight and some of it will fall tomorrow. Now, after the storm, we get a little bit of a break, and then there'll be another one trying to scoot out underneath us on Tuesday. Whether or not that impacts us or not, we'll take a look at that in a day or so. It may miss us, it may impact us, but it could miss us as well. The other thing about this storm, not wind, not coastal flooding, power outages, all that stuff's not an issue with this. It's in, it's out, it's moving fast on the jet stream. It's basically just a little 12-hour window from the time it comes in here around 10 o'clock this evening till about 10 o'clock tomorrow. Most of the snow will be over by 7 a.m., but if you're one of those folks that likes to shovel at the very end, when it's the last flake has fallen, you want to wait until after 9, 10, 11 o'clock. Just look at the radar. It'll shut off. But if you shovel at 7, you're probably going to end up with an inch or maybe two thereafter. So hold off if that's something you want to do. Again, not a big storm, but a nice little Sunday storm. You'll be able to get outside and start traveling around by mid-morning. So if you didn't buy any Super Bowl chips and dip, you can do that in the afternoon or head out in the morning. I'm sure the plows will be out all night long. Have a great day, everybody.